Welcome to On the Ground IPSY on 89.1 WEMU. WEMU is proud to be the media partner for this ongoing project from Concentrate Media. And we have with us the print side of things, the print princess. I don't know why I said that. It just kind of popped into my head. I love alliteration this early in the morning. Sarah Rigg, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you object to the title print princess? Can you be the print queen?
Well, apparently Sarah means princess or queen. So.
Wow. And I didn't know that at all. So we're just relying on you for great information, as we always do. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about what you wrote about this week, and then we'll give out the pertinent details of where to find all of the great content you made.
So I did a story about the Black Book, a resource guide put out by an EMU senior named Honoré Washington.
Okay. And I know this is an outreach that came out of a new student organization, the Black Media Association. So we'll talk to her a little bit about that as well. This is a topic I am really interested in because I'm a firm believer that a newsroom without diversity is a newsroom with a lack of diversity in its stories as well. And we fight really hard to kind of lay the groundwork for the next 20 or 30 years of journalism by working very closely with students on campus here. So excited to talk to Honoré this morning. Again, we can find you, concentratemedia.com, and then a bunch of social media places. But the easiest way to find you this morning is to get a copy of this and a link over to your story at WEMU.org. Do you have a copy, too, or can we find a copy of the Black Book that we're talking about? We'll tell people more about what that is in a moment. But
sure. I have a print issue, but right now it's mostly as a PDF. Okay. I think they were talking about getting more copies printed, but maybe Honoré could speak to that.
Well, in today's digital age, we love PDFs, right? And welcome, Honoré. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are a student at Eastern Michigan University.
I am.
A senior.
Studying public relations and marketing.
Okay. And you're just about to graduate, hopefully, here at the end of the spring, or what's your plan?
So my plan is to graduate in December of 2019.
Okay.
That's just going to allow me to work on a couple projects, an honors project, get in a travel abroad, and
hold on to being a student as long as you can before you got to go in the real world.
I need a second.
All right, that's a great idea. I wish I could go back to my 20-year-old self and say, don't graduate from college yet. You got to need a couple more years here before the bills and all that other nonsense start piling up.
I'm not ready.
All right, and what was your interest in PR and marketing? Why did you decide to pursue that in your education?
My junior year of high school, I participated in a organization called Camp Enterprise, and it's run through Michigan State University in New Detroit, and it was a very intense experience where we spent a week learning the different components of business, and then within the last 22 hours, we had 22 hours to create a business plan with random students that we hadn't talked to during the whole duration of the time. And I was responsible for the PR and marketing component. And that is when I really fell in love with it and decided that that is what I wanted to continue on once I went to college and for my career. I love talking. I love writing.
You so like that, getting the word out.
Exactly. So right. That fit for me.
So what I hate to use the phrase, but what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your career aspirations?
Okay. When I am done here, I'm going to take a little break, but then I think I'm going to go to law school.
Okay.
I have a strong interest in doing agent work for athletes and people in the entertainment industry. So I think that my PR and marketing side will help me with that, but getting that law degree will really help me make sure my client's representation is everything it needs to be.
So big goals, certainly, and I think you're helping yourself along the way here by showing a lot of initiative in creating what we're calling the Black Book here. So we'll talk about that in a second. First, we were just chatting about, in a couple weeks here, you're going to be celebrating 1 year of a new student group here on campus. The Black Marketing Association. Give us a little bit of insight. What is the BMA? You know, why did it need to exist on campus? You know, what are the goals of the organization?
So BMA was created by several of my close friends. One's name was Shaler Barnes. He was the creator of the organization. And as journalists, majors, marketing, public relations, we decided that there needed to be an outlet for us to express ourselves in a professional platform outside of just the classroom. And that is where Shaler got this idea from and added a bunch of us who he knew wanted to go in that same direction. And that is where BMA came from. And that is how we've been trying to make ourselves known on campus.
Okay.
This year is the first year of real active activity, partnering with other organizations. We did two events last year, but that was just you know, getting everything up and going. So this year is our staple year for us.
And you got your feet under you, and we'll talk a little bit about this one-year event and your open house that you're going to be having in a couple weeks at the Student Center here. But I'm really interested in this black book that you've created. I think I have a general idea of what it's about, but I want you to tell me, you know, why did you think this was necessary in our community?
Okay, so during the summer, I talked to one of my other friends who was a senior at Eastern as well. His name is Donegal Clemens, and he said, you know, I think your organization should make like a phone book for the students that are coming on campus. And he said, present it to your org. I don't care how you do it, but figure it out, because I think you guys could be a great platform for this book to come out. So I met with my organization. I threw a couple additional ideas on there, adding a different couple sections and different components. And we created this idea along with Donnie's original idea to make BMA's first black book, which would be an all-inclusive resource book. So not only businesses, but faculty and staff members on campus, different organizations on campus that our freshmen, primarily we wanted to reach the freshman class, but as well as students who have been here and who do not know about these additional resources can have quick and easy access to that, especially if you're coming a little bit away from home.
Yeah, so you're finding a new community here at Eastern and in the Ypsilanti general community, exactly. Especially if you're going to live here on campus. You might not have any friends here. You might not have any acquaintances. So you're looking around and going, gosh, what do I do? Mm-hmm. So this is a guide for you as a newcomer on campus, but also for people that have been here for a while, might not know. So tell me about the businesses and the groups in these. Are these black-owned businesses or black-friendly
yes.
businesses? Or
yes, so all of the businesses that we listed, the businesses or the organizations, are black-owned or operated.
Okay.
And that was the other component of the book that we really wanted to stress, is highlighting all of these wonderful black-owned businesses that are in an area that people would not assume it was so many of. So restaurants, hair salons, barbershops, nail technicians, all of those things, they're all black-owned or black students on campus as well.
Okay, and give me the kind of the walkthrough. I mean, you went out and explored, I'm assuming, and found some of these businesses on your own. I mean, how exciting of a project was that? How much fun was it to go find these new things?
It was very fun, but, it was stressful as well, because I hear that there are so many different businesses, and then actually trying to find them was a little trickier.
Right.
So reaching out to other students on campus, asking, hey, where's your favorite spot to eat? Or where do you get your hair done? Where do you get your nails done? That was a lot of the research that I had to do, is finding where all of these other students are already going that I may not have known about. It was very fun, though, to connect with these businesses. All of them were more than excited to be a part of this project and very willing to give me any information that we needed. So it was very fun.
Well, that's good. I know we have a strong community here, a strong community that supports a lot of the students here on campus. And certainly businesses aren't going to turn down the opportunity
right.
to be friendly to new students, because it'll bring more business their way and, you know, hopefully grow together. Give me a couple ideas about, some things you discovered that you just didn't even know existed in our community that maybe you're a customer of now yourself.
So I would say that there are a couple restaurants in the book that I had no idea about. So there was one restaurant that kind of died down my freshman year, and it was someone who was doing catered delivering, and now they have their own business on Washtenaw. It's called Brookie's Cafe.
Okay.
And the other resources I think I found were not just physical buildings, but were student-run businesses that they have. So there's a lot of graphic designers in there that I had no idea were right on campus who have
Independent contractors.
Yes,
okay.
Beautiful follower yep. bases, wonderful online content. Of course, they don't have a station location, but those are businesses that I think I found the most enjoyment finding out about, because I didn't know how many students were on their way to making their own businesses.
Can we go back to food for a second? Because I'm really hungry. I have not
had
breakfast this morning. You're talking about Brookie's. What are they known for? What's the dish that you get when you go there? What's your comfort food at a place like that?
I would say my favorite thing is their lamb chops. They've got really, really good grilled lamb chops. I actually know the chef. His name is John very well. And he lamb chops, stuffed potatoes with Alfredo in them and chicken, everything. I mean, it is it's definitely worth going out there. It is wonderful. He puts his time into every single meal that comes out of there. So please check out Brookie's Cafe. It's great.
So are you also including that kind of information in the Black Book, not just the go to this business, but you know some of the things they're known for or what you might expect when you get there?
So that part is not in the original edition. What we have discussed in our e-board meetings after it has been officially published is that we want to continue updating the book every semester. And that'll allow us to add new information, think of new components to put in there. So in our discussions, we did talk about elaborating on what business, what each business is, what they do for the community, or what to expect, like you said, in those sections. So we're looking for that to be updated in our winter edition of 2019.
Are you familiar at all with, during the Jim Crow areas, the Black travel guides, especially for across the South? Did that at all, you know, enter into your mind about, you know, how to just survive as a person of color in this area? You know, what businesses are going to be friendly, which ones aren't, maybe. You know, I know that you're not putting a list of where not to go, but was that you know, front of mind at all when you're putting something like this together?
So I will say that the actual title in that era was not in the back of our heads, but Sarah mentioned it to me as well when we did our interview. And the concept behind it is how we created it, because when we were talking to faculty and staff, when we were talking to the students to get their opinions, we wanted to make sure that we were putting resources in there that were supportive of our students as well. So although there may have been a ton of more resources, we made sure that we narrowed it down to ones that would be supporting, welcoming, open to our students as well, so that it's a beneficial relationship that our students would be gaining.
So not just people of color, but students specifically, too, that you'd be welcome there as a 19-year-old walking through the door.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get, you know, much shade thrown at you because you're younger, you know, that, because it doesn't just necessarily have to do with the color of your skin. Also, there's a lot of businesses that you're not going to fit in as a student.
Absolutely. Okay. So we wanted to make sure that every place we send our students, they were feeling comfortable, welcome to give their business and to receive whatever service they would be getting.
Yeah, curiosity, has anybody from another university or a similar type organization reached out and said, this is a great idea, can you help us do this at our campus too?
Not yet, but we're hoping that with the next edition next semester, we're able to then create a bigger mailing list to send it out further so that we are able to get that feedback from other universities. The biggest thing that we wanted to do next semester is provide it to Washtenaw County Community College as well, because they're the closest school to us.
Right up the street.
Exactly. And a lot of times we see a lot of our students on campus. A lot of students will dual enroll in Washtenaw and Eastern.
Well, a lot of transfers out of WCC too.
Exactly, exactly. So we wanted to make sure that those students have this resource as well. Even if they don't transfer to Eastern, if they never take a class with us, they're still in that immediate community 5 minutes up the street from us.
So let's talk about this BMA event. You said you have an open house. It's at the Student Center on the 30th?
Yes.
So what are we going to discover when we come to the open house?
So when you come to our open house on the 30th, you are expected to get the entire atmosphere of what Black Media Association is for, what we stand for, how our e-board is trying to make this organization a staple on campus. A lot of us are seniors. We have a couple of them that are sophomores, but a lot of us are seniors on the e-board. So we are trying to...
New recruits too.
Yes, all ensure right. that this event is really showing campus why we're here, but also inviting new students to join our organization, to begin creating new leaders for the e-board positions that will be open once we're gone, but also giving local businesses the opportunity to network there as well. So we really want it to be a mix and mingle as well as an informational event for our campus community and some of the businesses that we included in the Black Book.
So you're using the Black Book too as a marketing opportunity for these businesses to tell the campus community that they're here and they're going to serve them and they have resources for them. A friendly open door.
Absolutely.
Great. Honorees, thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for sharing your information. If we want to find the EMU BMA, I saw you have a Facebook page. You
yes,
just search for EMU BMA. It should be pretty easy to find, right?
Yep. We have Facebook, and we also have Twitter as well. So if you search EMU BMA, you should be able to find us on Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right.
And then the Black
Book. Got to be on social media.
Yes, you've got to be on social media in some way, shape, or form or fashion. But we also from our social media pages, you can find information about our open meetings that we host for the community. And you can also email us at emu.bma@gmail.com to get access to that black book.
So if you want a copy of the PDF with that the black book, you can email that address, and we'll make sure that's included in the information we put up. Honore, thanks so much for being here again
this
morning.
Thank you so much.
Sarah, what do you got cooking for next week?
Next week, I'm going to be doing a story about Ipsy Township 2040. It's the four-day master plan extravaganza that the township has planned to show area residents around the community. There's going to be a couple of driving tours, but then primarily to invite feedback and suggestions for how the township can improve and be a better place for its residents.
And I love talking about planning for the future. There's so many great things we could do together, so let's look ahead 25 years here, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you next week. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. You've just listened to On the Ground Ipsy. WEMU is the proud media partner with Concentrate Media. You can find all of this at WEMU.org.